I love how Herb Dean fucking handled that.
Yeah, like, I loved it. You gonna do it?
Yeah. All right. I loved it, man.
We got to get a better intro song to that, but this is UFC 246 recap. That was just the sounds of the end of the fight. Conor McGregor versus Cowboy Cerrone, UFC 246. This is Jimmy. Welcome to Jimmy's Podcast World MMA. Joining me today are...
Ryan.
Rob.
And Rob, I'll promise to get you out of here before the Niners... before the Niners kick off at, what was that, at 3 p.m. today?
Yes, sir.
Actually, let's start.
NFC Championship game.
What do you got, real quick?
Oh, of course, the Niners, man. Come on now.
Really?
Yes, sir. Jimmy G. Ah. Oh, my God, so cute. Oh, my God. He's amazing.
Now he's a Jimmy. I'm a Jimmy. You know,
I am a Niner fan, but it's going to be the Packers all day.
Hey.
Ryan. Aaron Rodgers coming Ryan. Back home.
Man, I like you so much, the Ryan.
He wants to show the Niners what they're missing out on.
Ryan, he lost my respect for a little Welcome bit up. There. Oh, my God.
Ryan Stevens, baby. Really quick, Titans 3, Chiefs 0, 8:35
Who's
in
that?
The first. Titans by 3.
Let's go, Titans. Let's go.
Damn. Anyways.
Remember them.
UFC 246. Let's jump right into it. Connor, is he back?
I think he is. I think the Mac is back.
In the 3 seconds that the fight lasted, did we see anything? Could we tell, like, should we have seen more? It would have been great to see maybe a round or two to really determine whether Connor was back or not.
Well, of course it would have been great to see a couple rounds. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it is what it is. Out of that 40 seconds. Match actually lasted
41, please, Ryan. 41.
41. I can't forget that one.
Yeah.
After the 41 seconds that we saw, what I saw leading up to it was Conor being far more focused, far more into what it was all about, mm-hmm. being in the moment, focusing on the fight, not getting caught up in all the hype, not getting caught up in all the shit talking that he used to do. He was just there, focused, ready to fight. And then even the shoulder, you know, Cowboy said. That was something I hadn't seen before. And that's something you don't see a lot of people throwing out there in UFC. I haven't, and I'm not a huge UFC fan, but, I mean, I've watched enough to know what's kind of the regular go-tos, and you mm-hmm. don't see people throwing shoulders like that and have him throwing it. And he was throwing it with such veracity, too. You would see it. It yeah. was like, that was some good – those might as well have been punches yeah, coming at Cerrone's
some,
face.
Some power in those yeah. shoulder punches, oh,
yeah.
man.
Yeah. yeah. So working on his game and focus all the way.
I think the last fighter I saw do that was Jon Jones, if I'm not mistaken, right?
If there's anyone, it's probably yeah, it's someone that's going to get out tricky.
I think
tricky,
it was Jon Jones, yeah. Oh, man, I mean, yes, I would have loved to seen a round or two maybe go,
yeah.
a little bit more just to see how well he fights because it's been, what – over a year since his last fight?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
A little bit over a year, so I would have loved to see a little, like, you know, a round or two go by, but hey, I'm not complaining. I am not complaining. It was a great start and finish for McGregor in those 41 seconds.
And, damn, going in different directions that I could go, I'm just going to go with one and see where I if I can reach the other one, but does this McGregor compete against Khabib?
That'd be fun. You know, we heard a post conference there with mm-hmm. McGregor saying that, oh, I just wasn't focused
mm-hmm.
Shortly before he went on his little rampage and got released for a little bit there.
He was drinking a lot. And,
yeah. yeah. And it was like, so basically he's saying he wasn't focused when he was fighting Khabib.
And I think he's going to sound like an excuse, but it's more of a, this is what it was. He was injured too, I believe, and just still decided to fight the fight. So
yeah.
What
yeah.
was he injured with?
I think it was something with his leg. I could look that up, but there was an injury. He did have an injury. He didn't disclose it. He felt, and he didn't mention it after the fight. He just said, I got my ass kicked and, you know, just kind of like Connor does, wow. regardless of what you can say about Connor. He doesn't make excuses.
He doesn't, which is great.
When he got his ass kicked by Nate Diaz, You yeah. know, when he got his ass kicked in that exhibition, boxing fight with Mayweather, he said, "Hey, fuck, got my ass kicked." You know, so he let me get knocked out in the ring, like. Mm-hmm. But now that we've touched on 155, He also talked about 170, and Dana said he didn't want him at 170 really at all. He was giving him this fight here.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he's like, he has an immediate fight at 155. Dana, in the press conference, we saw a little bit of it just a while ago. He said, I'm going to stop talking about him not doing 170. We didn't see a whole lot, but he looked good. Physically looked good.
He looked fast. He looked strong.
He looked fast, right? Yeah. He looked 155 fast. Yeah. He didn't look this fast. When he was with Nate Diaz at 170, he didn't look this fast.
Maybe all those steaks he was eating, man.
Maybe he had time to prepare this time.
Yeah,
but
well, not only that, but what, 4 months without an alcoholic beverage?
Yeah,
that can definitely good. Yeah, that's really good for the body too. So I bet you that had a lot to do with it too. So
I've gone about 4 minutes without an alcoholic beverage.
We got some Screwball, we got some tequila right here.
I want to try that. Shout out to Josue.
Yeah. Good whiskey.
Yeah,
I'm really curious about it. I've been staring at it. I'm like,
well, let's take a shot out of it.
Yeah, we can take a shot out of it. Yeah. So who does? Let me grab a couple cups. You got it. Cool. We were talking about Masvidal, and you actually said it would be an interesting fight against Masvidal.
Yeah, just I think because the energy that's there, you know, Conor's obviously crazy in himself, but without the alcohol, maybe not so crazy. Masvidal is crazy with or without it, probably. So just seeing two guys very passionate about what they do out there throwing down, you know, obviously Conor came in at the beginning of the fight throwing that punch, which turned into a knee to the face to Cerrone.
Yeah. I thought he had thrown that knee intentionally, and then you actually had me realize that it was almost like an accidental one. Like he was going for a kick, or what was he going for?
Yeah, I think Conor was going for a high punch is what it looked like, and then Cerrone ducked it, so Conor came up almost flying over the top of him. And Conor's left knee, I think Conor maybe mid-flight thought, oh, let me throw the knee up there and see what, maybe I can hit something, and it happened to connect.
Hey, that was fast thinking on him, though, man.
Yeah, I really feel like that's what it was. Because he went, and then, oh, throw the leg, bam, connect.
I thought, I'm like, oh, shit, easy there, Masvidal, fuck.
Right?
Yeah, I know,
cheers,
right?
Guys.
Cheers. Cheers. Ding. Screwball. Ding, ding.
Smells like peanut butter. Really good. That's too good for whiskey.
Wow.
I feel like that'd be great with Coke.
Yeah, right?
yeah.
Cocaine.
Or that.
That too.
Really good. Oh, yeah. Shit. I could taste the peanut butter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really good.
I'm going to just soak bread with this stuff. Have me a peanut butter sandwich.
Screwball peanut butter whiskey.
Ryan kind of touched on something, and I wanted to ask this earlier. Will the two of you marry me?
It depends.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
will I be the pitcher or the catcher?
Both. Mm.
Perfect answer. Then yes, I will marry you.
Thank you.
Mm. Well, I'm not good in group settings. If it's a one-on-one thing, you know, maybe
I don't mind stepping away, Ryan. I mean,
you could have your own room. And then when
I don't mind watching.
Well, if I didn't know it was a group, so blindfold me.
I don't mind watching. You know, stepping aside, then right before you finish, I can, you know, tag you out, and then you can watch.
That'd be fun.
Okay,
yeah.
I'd like that.
There it is.
No,
sweet.
He mentioned something about like
making going, progress.
He mentioned going back and forth with Masvidal.
Yeah.
is this a new Conor McGregor out of the octagon? Not in the octagon, but his personality, his demeanor. Is this a Conor McGregor that's going to be on this even keel? Or if he faces a Masvidal who's crazy on the mic, who's gonna tell you what he thinks, who's got a couple of sound bites of his own, if he fights a Khabib again, will that bring out the old Conor McGregor, the old trash talk Conor McGregor? Or is this a new Conor McGregor going forward?
I honestly think that Jorge Masvidal might be the only one, him or Nate Diaz, to bring the old Conor McGregor, to be honest with you. I mean, I actually like this Conor McGregor because he seems more focused. You know, he seems more into his health, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if there's anybody that can probably change him, it'll probably be Nate Diaz or Jorge Masvidal, I think. Khabib... Yeah, Khabib is a little too quiet, I think.
Yeah.
You know? So I think this time around, McGregor will be a little bit more respectful, more humble. If he was to fight him next.
just kind of wanted to touch on the pay-per-view itself. It was very boxing-esque in that they put on, you know, the two big names, and then they kind of threw in people.
Yeah.
Although the people they just threw in aren't just your regular throwing people, right? Holly Holm.
Yeah.
Anthony Pettis was in there. So there were names. It's just not the... It wasn't a stacked card. I think we mentioned this yesterday.
Yeah, it wasn't a stacked card, but it was a good card, though,
I think. It was a good card, yeah. Yeah. 11.1 million at the per Dana White's press conference. 11.1 million at the gate, fourth highest. Attendance was 14,040. Bonuses went to Dover, Diego Calhar, Oleanek, and McGregor. Please get that money to McGregor quick. He needs it. He needs all $50,000 of that.
Poor guy. Poor guy.
Yeah, the rest of the card was fine. Actually, it was pretty good. We were talking about Holly Holm earlier. Your guys' thoughts on Holly Holm?
I thought she played a great fight, I should say. I'm sorry. She did what she had to do to beat Pennington.
Mm-hmm.
She eliminated her game plan, and Pennington did not know what to do. A lot of people found it boring. I thought it was a great chess fight.
That is where... What I hope this is, like, this podcast thing, I'm obviously going to do other different podcasts that aren't sports, that aren't MMA, but what I want to do with MMA is I want to be able to, like, make it something to listen, and it's going to take time and practice, obviously, and we'll get better, but make it something entertaining for like, the I hate using the words, but the diehards, the hardcores, the people that are balls deep into this. And then I also want to make it informative and something maybe that someone that's a casual or maybe not anything at all goes, I'll give that a go. You know? I don't want to make this intimidating for those people. But at the same time, I hate when people are like, whoa, I don't understand this. This is boring. And I'm like, this is not boring. Someone's getting bodied and manhandled in there.
Yeah.
Same thing with like every John Jones fight. I'm like, that's greatness in there you're not seeing.
Not only that, but if you to go back a year and a half to more, Holly Holm wasn't a clinch type of fighter.
No.
She was not a clinch fighter. And all of a sudden, she started working on her clinch game. And so far, it's paying off.
That can
at least it paid off for this fight.
It can prolong her career.
Yeah, I think so. Less damage.
Yeah,
because fuck, man, then we said a putio.
Yeah. I'd shout out to a UFC 239 for that one. What do you call it? I'd like to see that back.
Nunes and Holm.
Yeah, maybe not immediately, but I feel like Nunes is running out of people.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Only if Holly Holm can win one more fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some momentum.
Get her confidence back up because she got destroyed by Nunes. But I think if she would have kept her distance with Nunes, it would have been a whole different fight.
She was winning the fight.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, they were saying that Holmes was working on some of her jiu-jitsu and other craft. You know, I don't remember the other one. But there was a few things that she was working on prior to going into this fight. So taking that skill set and then, I don't know, but I just felt like she looked really good too, just physique-wise. And seemed very focused as well. So if you can take whatever she was doing going into this, that control and dominance that she had, bring that into the Nunes fight, that might be a little bit different outcome. But that was definitely...
I don't know if she popped the hydroxy cup before because, goddamn, she did not stop moving, man. I was like, fuck, back and forth. I was like, fuck. She looked ready to go, dude.
Yeah.
Couple of the other fights... Oleanek versus Green. Oleanek wins by submission in the second round, 4:38. Any thoughts on that?
No, not really.
That was a heavyweight, right?
That was a heavyweight.
Oh, yeah, actually threw me off, actually, to be honest with you. I really thought Green, right?
Yeah.
I thought Green was going to win, to be honest with you, but I was surprised, to be honest with you, man. He was just grinding them down, man.
That was Oleanek's. He was trying to throw in like little jiu-jitsu stuff there, and I was just like, "Oh shit!" Like, you know, just what was he, 6'7"?
Yeah,
or something. Seven. Green is 6'7".
Green is six seven.
Yeah, guy is 6'1".
6'1". Yeah. Right around there.
Yeah, I was like, "Fuck!" I was like, for heavyweights, you
that was actually an entertaining fight.
It was actually entertaining. It was actually very entertaining. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got the giant, then you got the Russian? Yeah,
from Moscow, Mother Russia.
Yeah, dude, it was amazing to see his record. Just 58
and 13 and 1.
Jesus
Christ.
Most of those were most of those were fights in Russia.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
For the Russian army, like the Red Army. Do they have a thing? A Red Army or like a...
Probably.
Okay.
So probably just the Avengers maybe.
Super soldier thing going on there.
Yeah, super. Shout out to Universal Soldiers, Jean-Claude Van Damme. It's a great movie.
The original, yeah.
Yeah. Brian Keller versus Ode Osborne.
Wow, that was a fight, man.
Yeah.
Dude, Osborne looked pretty damn good from the, you know, straight off the,
yeah,
you know, off the ring.
I was like, oh, this is game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. Keller's done. And then little do I know, he gets him in a guillotine?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, how the hell did he pull that off?
You could tell he like ran away, like jumped on the cage, was just like, fuck yeah. Like, I just, he probably thought the same thing and then was like, damn. It was crazy. I think I looked away. I was sitting over here back here, with one of our friends and, I looked away and then I looked back. I'm like, what the fuck just happened? Like, yeah.
Well, Keller's actually a Division I wrestler and, Chael Sonnen actually talks a lot about him.
Chael Sonnen also has never lost a round in his life. That's a fact.
I do want to come back to actually Green and Olenek real quick. Just like the toughness that Maurice showed winning that headlock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just sitting on the ground like, dude, like multiple people were just like, yeah, he's going to tap.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like, yeah.
His,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah,
his like, arm was shot after that round, yeah. Dude.
That was something.
Yeah. But that was pretty impressive.
Even I think Joe Rogan had, you know, like, hey, were your arms like tired after that? And he was just like, yeah.
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 Yeah, they were. Like, I was still tired.
Yeah, I was pretty tired, but kept going. But yeah, Maurice hanging in there, though, and then throwing some hammer fists from the bottom, though.
Maurice.
That, like, he just pulled it out of nowhere. Like, the guy's in a, tied up super tight, and then all of a sudden just starts throwing those hammer fists.
Yeah.
Showing something.
Yeah.
That was interesting. But yeah, anyways, Keller and Osborne.
That was a good fight. I didn't expect. I really thought Osborne was going to just dominate Keller, to be honest with you. But that's what happens when a superior wrestler meets a striker.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens. Takes him down and just does what he has to do.
I think next time if Osborne gets more kids from Jamaica, his country, behind him, he can have that momentum going in there.
Probably.
He had a good amount of kids probably, on the video he recorded, but there just wasn't enough. He just needed more kids.
Just a tad bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a tad bit more.
Not in like a pedophile-y way, but just more encouragement.
Yeah.
Just more keep, kids. Keep getting that momentum pushed in there. Yeah. That's all.
And then thoughts on Pettis and Ferreira.
So Pettis, I don't know where he's at contractually. I don't think it matters to the UFC where you're at contractually. Is he done? Like,
I don't know, but I called it though.
I ask this all the time on certain fighters. Is he done? Meaning done in the UFC. Isn't this second straight loss?
But you know what, though, about Pettis, though? He brings people.
He does.
He does bring people to the event. But I think the UFC can care less. Obviously, Rory McDonald, they didn't care about him. They didn't care about other fighters that left UFC to go to Bellator. His brother, Sergio Pettis, left to Bellator. I think he should just follow his little brother into Bellator.
That yesterday,
especially
too.
Now if he wants to make more money.
Yeah.
Just go in there. Just, you know, get a lot more money than what he is with the UFC. But I called him, man. Ferreira's pretty good, man. He's pretty good. He was fighting his fight, man. It was kind of weird seeing him, you know, trying to move in there with, you know, like raising his legs, you know, back and forth, you know, and trying to avoid the kicks. But it was a good fight for Ferreira, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, for me... someone that I haven't seen maybe fight too often.
Yeah.
But looked good.
Yeah.
I look forward to seeing what he has to offer going forward. Anthony Pettis is not like just some guy that, you know, that's a name.
Yeah.
And that's a name for a reason.
Yep.
Anthony Pettis' last couple of fights, 2017, lost to Dustin Poirier. And then he, 2017, lost in July, beat Jim Miller.
Diaz.
2018, Tony Ferguson. Lost to Tony Ferguson. I mean, fuck, who doesn't lose to Tony Ferguson?
Yeah.
Beat Michael Chiesa that same year. And then lost to Nate Diaz. And then beat Wonderboy Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
That was in incorrect order. Beat Wonderboy Thompson. Lost to Nate Diaz. And then loses to Diego Ferreira. So it's not that he's like losing, you know, to no-namers.
Yeah.
He's just not winning.
Yeah.
And I forgot who I mentioned this too. I'm like, Anthony Pettis to me is like the Tony Romo of UFC or MMA. You know, he beats certain guys and beats them well. And then when you need him to, he's just not there. He hasn't been there in a while as far as championship form.
He stopped eating his Wheaties, that's why.
Yeah, he was on the Wheaties box, right? Yeah, yeah, they had gone all in on him.
Yeah, even Nate Diaz was like, hey, the Wheaties box guy.
that was good. I look forward to more Diego Ferreira stuff. That looked great. What was the name of that fight in the undercard?
With the two girls?
Yeah.
It's Mortaferi versus Barber.
Yeah, it's the preliminary card, Roxanne.
With the blind chick. Like, when the fight started, I remember, I was like, why is she squinting? Can she not see? And I think Ryan's like, she's squinting because she can't see.
Yeah, Mortaferi, she looks like a school teacher, dude. I don't know why.
I think she might be. Wait, is she from the Tough Show? The Ultimate Fighter?
I probably wouldn't be surprised.
I think she might be, and she might be a teacher too.
She probably teaches over there with Rich Franklin, because Rich Franklin was a teacher himself.
Right, yeah. That was a good fight.
That was a really good fight, actually.
Yeah,
that was an entertaining fight.
She got some elbows in there on Barber and got a good cut on her head going. Dude, that thing was just streaming blood.
Shout out to Barbara though, man. She did not give up, man. Doctor went in there, checked her knee.
What do you guys think about that? I've never seen that done.
Never.
Check a knee.
Yeah. Even Dana White was like, okay, I've never seen that happen before where a doctor comes in and checks out the fighter's knee.
I agree. I think it was weird, but I also think that Barbara was drawing a lot of attention to it. It was just her limping around and then holding it. When she got hit, what was it? I think she went to throw a punch and she got hit and took a step back and then it immediately fell to the ground and just grabbed her knee. I mean, that's just like calling attention to your knee.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
So I think the doctor's like, let me just check this shit out. Like, what's going on here? And obviously, it was fine.
Just so people can see I care about her knee.
Yeah, you know? Okay, I'm a doctor. I'm here. I'm a doctor. Yeah. I might as well go do my job. Yeah,
stop being a bitch. Just go out there and fight.
Okay, knee looks good, sweetheart. Keep going.
Ask her the program question. Are you injured or are you hurt?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just like, well, what does that mean? Well, if you're hurt, you can't play. You can fight. If you're injured, you can't. And she's like, I think I'm hurt. Like, all right, cool. Had this been New York, though, the fight might have been fucking stopped.
I think so.
God damn it, with those fucking
New Yorkers, man.
One of the funny things I saw, sad that it was funny, but when Barbara was laying on the floor, she had, I think, Mortaferi some sort of clinch, and her head was just pouring blood out of the left side where the cut was.
She just looks over at her floor.
And she sees the puddle of blood coming out of her head, and she just kind of goes like, fuck.
Like, is that all mine?
Yeah.
She's like, I'm getting my ass fucked up right now.
Because I even saw her. She just like looked at the floor, turns her head back, and you could read her lips. It just looked like she was like, fuck.
Fuck me, man. like shit.
Yeah.
I saw that too. Yeah. I saw that.
Was an interesting moment.
First my knee's fucked up, and now I'm in a bloody mess right now.
Yeah.
Fuck. That was hilarious. Yeah. Dude.
She kept holding on. So it was like, Jesus Christ. So that was definitely an interesting fight.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good fight, though.
looking ahead to upcoming fights this year, anything besides Tony Ferguson that we're looking forward to seeing?
Anything other besides Tony Ferguson?
Yeah, Tony Ferguson and Khabib.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I heard actually?
Mm.
What I saw actually, what I read. If Paul Costa gets cleared medically, he's able to fight Stylebender. And Yoel Romero gets taken out of the fight.
They would take Yoel Romero out of the fight.
Yep.
That's fucked up.
They said that his recovery time was gonna be 9 months. It took him 3 months to get better. And now he has to wait to get medically cleared by the doctors. And if he does on time, he's able to fight Stylebender. And they'll just take out Romero.
Man,
how crazy is that?
I don't agree with that. That
is crazy.
That would have pissed me off if it was Yoel Romero.
Yeah.
Not gay Jesus. Yeah, I don't know if you've heard that. You haven't. I should play that. So he was talking about what's happening. He goes like, "What happened to you, America? What happened to you?" He's a really a devout Christian, and he was like, "What happened to you? What happened to you?
Oh, boy.
You forgot about Jesus." And then something like goes like, "Don't forget about Jesus." And then the following sounds like, "Don't forget about, don't follow gay Jesus." Is that,
what?
Did you just say gay Jesus?
What the heck?
I don't know if he did or not, but I mean, fuck. Sorry to bring that up, Yoel Romero. What do you call it? That would be fucked up, dude, if they did that.
They shouldn't. I really don't think they should.
No.
But
it's like for Acosta, I want to see that too. I want to see that too, but then down the line.
Yeah, down the line.
The winner of that let me see.
I'm trying English. So sorry, I know the people don't understand me, but I'm trying. Hey. Hey USC. Hey Miami. Hey Florida. Listen, people, listen. Listen. What happened to you, USA? What happened to you? What's going on, you? Forget for the best of the best in the world. The name is Jesus Christ. What happened to you? Wake up, USA. Go back for you, go. Go for Jesus. Not forget Jesus, people.
Okay, Jesus, what the heck? Look at Roy's a character, man.
So he probably said something like forget Jesus, or like no forget Jesus, like don't forget him or something like
yeah.
that. It's probably what he said. This sounded like
that's
gay a Jesus
thick accent. If that's what yeah. he said. But another fight I'm actually looking forward to is Tyron Woodley versus Leon Edwards.
Yeah,
man.
That's gonna
be a good fight. The return of Tyron Woodley. That's gonna be a good fight versus Leon Edwards. Leon Edwards is good, man.
Yeah, it's someone that I don't think even for myself, I don't talk a lot about.
Yeah.
But fuck, that's going to...
That's going to be a good fight, man.
That's a fight night, too,
yeah,
right?
I think it's going to be in the UK, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, yeah.
London.
Yeah, you sound like London. You're from London.
Yeah.
Shout out to my boy Larry in London. We should do a fight night for that one.
I'm down.
Yeah. We just kind of watch it here and our little own wannabe like fight companion to it. Yeah.
I'm down.
Nice. January 25th at 5 p.m. Saturday at the PNC Arena. You can catch it on ESPN Plus.
Monster Truck Sunday. Jewish.
Thank you, Rob.
You're welcome.
You ever see that Family Guy episode where they're like, Sunday.
Oh.
Jewish.
And they just stop it at that, huh?
Yeah. Jewish. They stop it at that.
Jewish.
Rob, what are you pouring?
I am pouring some good old tequila.
You know, you mentioned Jewish. I always thought...
Atalaje, hecho en Mexico.
I had a friend. He named his son Christian. And I was like... Well, because he said that name will stand the test of time. And I'm like, well, that's very interesting. I'm like, I think I'm going to name my son a name that will stand the test of time. And I'm just going to call him Jew.
So that's awesome.
I can just imagine.
That is awesome.
Jew, come on down here. Come on down. It's time for dinner, Jew. So I'm not going to starve him. That would be bad.
And then imagine having another son and just naming him Hitler. Hitler, Jew, come down here.
That's two on the nose.
Yeah, maybe
two on the nose.
Two on the
too much?
Nose. Yeah, two on the nose because it's Jewish and you know noses. But anyway, we want to stay away from that.
Cheers, cheers, gentlemen.
Cheers.
That wasn't the peanut butter one. I was expecting peanut butter.
Oh. If I wasn't in my manhood already... I just jumped into manhood.
That was this, right?
Yeah.
That was really good.
All right.
Not too bad.
So I was looking forward to another shot of the Screwball peanut butter.
Take
whiskey.
It. Go for it.
Well, I'm good right now. instead, I got a shot of tequila reposado, atilaje,
That's about as wide as I could say it.
That's about it. That's actually pretty good. That's pretty good.
I don't like it.
No, it was good. It's good.
Yeah, made in Mexico. Nice. I got it when I went to Cancun this past week.
Shout out to Cancun.
Shout out to Cancun. Beautiful Cancun.
Last time I was in Cancun, I watched the World Cup Mexico game.
Oh, okay, okay.
That was sick. Like, I think I've experienced a handful of live sports moments or sports moments just watching with friends or whatever, family, and that was awesome. Watching Mexico score a goal in Mexico, that shit was sick.
Dude, when I was in Cancun, there was a Russian takeover, right?
What?
Dude.
What happened?
The Russian women out there?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Their accents are super thick, but, you know, thank God they have a nice body.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm willing to look past
that.
Were they
really hot? Or
were they saying, Rusev, crush?
That's basically what they're saying after every tequila shot, because, you know, in Russia, they don't have tequila at all whatsoever.
No.
So whenever they come over here, they get drunk off of their asses off tequila. But they were freaking hot, dude.
What were you asking? Were they hot or what?
Were they genuinely hot?
They were genuinely hot.
Or was there just no other good-looking women around?
No, there were a lot of good-looking women, but they were hot. No, there was even a...
Was there just one feminine-looking dude there, and where you're like, well, fuck, that's the only thing.
A lot of good-looking guys, too. I'm not going to lie. I was like, damn.
Chicks, dudes.
But we're talking about chicks. Come on.
Were they Russians? Or?
No, they were Russian.
Were they Russian dudes?
I can't say it on air.
Oh. So there was Russian dudes and Russian women there.
I didn't say that.
You didn't have to. It's implied by not wanting to say the word.
looking ahead, UFC 247, if we can, John Jones versus Dominic Reyes, Valentina Shevchenko versus is it Caitlin
Jenner?
Caitlyn Jenner making her first. Shevchenko wins in like the first minute of that one.
Half a minute, dude.
Like, hey guys, I'm here to fight. I'm looking forward to this. I think I'm gonna come out dominant. Thanks. I'm feeling very feminine today.
The only reason why I think that is because I'm an Olympic gold medalist.
I'm an Olympic gold medalist. I know how to win.
That's pretty good, Caitlyn.
That's pretty good, Caitlyn Jenner. You know, right there.
Hey guys, I'm excited to be here. Thanks.
another so-so card. You know, big names at the top. Derek Lewis fights your boy Derek Lewis.
That's your BFF right there,
fucking
dude.
Fucking hate that guy.
Why,
dude? Fuck him, dude.
That's my balls are hot.
Oh yeah, that's balls my balls are hot.
Dude, did you see the way he fucked up that boxer in that video?
Yeah. I mean,
golly.
What was this? What was this video?
A couple of months ago.
So this boxer said
called
that,
him
like,
out, right?
What do you say? What do the boxers say? That, like, MMA guys can't box.
Box or shit. So he called him out, and Derek Lewis at the gym was like, all right, fuck, you're putting the gloves on.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I did see that.
I didn't watch the video.
I saw the video, and oh, my God, man.
I did. He jacked him up.
Yeah.
Like, the dude was like, I'm done. He was like, yeah, fucking.
Half of our body was hanging inside of the fucking ring, and they're still swinging at him, dude.
Yeah.
I was like, I think he's dead.
Yeah. That was cool.
That was cool.
I mean, I'm sure he's a... here it is. This is a shout out to... what is it? Lieutenant Loft? Yeah, he's in there just wailing on this dude. Yeah. Look at security footage. Just keeps well. The dude's outside of the ring. Like, like everything but his ass is inside the ring.
Who was the other dude now? Like, what was his?
Isn't he an amateur boxer?
Fucking no-namer. Yeah. And that's the thing, too, though. When you're an amateur boxer and you're a no-namer, don't go in there and challenge some MMA guy to a boxing fight.
Yeah.
Oh, now, if it's like Deontay Wilder, Derek Lewis, stay the fuck out of the ring.
Stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane. Easy there, Tiger. Yeah, yeah. But fuck, against this guy, what fuck's his problem, dude?
Yeah.
Like, no.
I wouldn't want to challenge any heavyweight. Oh, yeah, you guys suck. Like, yeah, let me just punch you once and have you go down.
I think you'll do well, Ryan.
Oh, fuck no.
I think so.
No? I mean, I do classify it probably as a heavyweight. Where's the weight cutoff for heavyweights?
220.
Yeah, 220 and above, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here at 240.
You would be fighting
Roman. They're just like, what's up, guys? Looking like I just got done playing a game of Call of Duty. I'm just like, hey, guys, look here. Eating my pizza and video games. I'm here to fight.
Mountain Dew right here on the side, code red.
Where's Balls Hot Man? I'm looking for Balls Hot Man. Like, Jesus.
UFC, so 248, has John Jacek in it against
John Jacek?
Against Weili Zhang from China.
Oh, that's right. Robert, she's good, man.
Robert Whittaker, who just, you said yesterday he pulled out. Yeah, he pulled out of that.
I wish my pullout game was as good as his.
Yeah, me too.
How's your kids doing?
Huh?
How's the kids doing?
they're doing great.
That's good. Man.
They're great.
I'm glad to hear.
They're fun.
They're fun.
Have kids. They're fun.
They are.
Your sleep is overrated.
Amazing.
How's it going with your kids, Jimmy?
It's good. The one. She sleeps through most of the night now.
That's good.
Oh, yes. Welcome to parenthood.
And then in the morning, when she wakes up, you know, I'll be like, hey, like, stop what you're doing. And she's like, no, I don't understand what you're saying. I'm a baby. Yeah. And I'm like, okay.
She's like, fuck you,
no,
mean.
She has, so we have this thing now where she wakes up at 5:30, 6 a.m., and then we'll move her to the bed. And then she'll start making her, she'll body me. She hardly homed me. She will start moving me out of the way. I'm in different corners trying to, like, not, like, be next to her or crush her or something like that. And then, like, at some point, her head will be facing Yvette. Her legs will be facing me, and she'll just be kicking my back.
I know that feeling very well.
Bop. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I like look back, like, what's your problem? And she's just like, dude, get the fuck out of the way. And I'm like, all right, cool. She also has this thing where she'll sleep, like, sideways, and, like, she'll have her head cranked. And, like, I'll go to move her, and she'll throw, like, a 1-2. She'll throw a 3-piece and a soda at me. She's like, bop, 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 bop. And I'm like, fuck.
She's been watching a lot of Jorge Masvidal videos.
I'm just trying to help. And then I just take her to my parents after that because I'm like, I need a few more hours.
Yeah, not like it's my fun. Kid, man. Fuck, what? I put him to sleep generally, like, around 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. Mm. I fucking overdose him with milk. There, go to sleep, fucker. Go to sleep. He nope, sleeps coma. Like, yeah, seriously, man. Like milk just fucking, you know, coming off of the side of his mouth. He'll wake up at midnight, start getting fussy. I'll refeed him again. And then he'll wake up at 2. He'll be up for like a solid hour, maybe, but
just talking, just like, hey, what's up?
How's yeah, but thank God. I tell my lady, I was like, here, your turn. You watch him, you know? Fine. Yeah, so she'll watch him. And then he'll be up by like 5:30. And I was like, yeah, I know. I watch you all day. Your mom's going to watch you in the middle of the night. So shout out to my lady for watching him, you know, woo-hoo, early in the morning. But I'm still tired as fuck. I don't sleep for shit either. So,
yeah, no, sleep is I guess sleep is overrated.
You know what, Ryan? Forget you, man. You look well rested, man.
Yeah. No, I'm good. You know, my kids are good, man. They allow me to sleep. I don't have to feed them. It's largely because I don't have any.
That's why you look well rested. I'm jealous.
That's the key there.
Don't
have kids, but not have any or something like that.
You can have kids.
Okay, have kids.
Now they're amazing. They're great.
They are.
Yeah, they are amazing
little
kids.
Little bundles of joy.
They are, except for when you don't sleep and you just want to.
So I think with that, just bring it to a close. Any closing things? Anything you're looking forward to going as far as this year goes? John Jones, McGregor fighting again sometime.
I
want to
see McGregor fight again in July.
In July against who?
You think John Jones will stay clean before the fight?
No, I don't think he's clean during the fight.
Ooh, yeah, that's actually a tough question, man. I don't know. But Conor McGregor, I would love to see him fight either the winner of Ferguson and Khabib, but that's probably not going to happen because it's short time frame between their fight and then July, maybe.
Well, if it's Khabib, I don't know when Ramadan happens.
Yeah,
but Khabib doesn't fight during that time.
Yeah, so they'll probably make Masvidal fight. To be honest with you, I think, you know, it's probably money wise.
Probably the biggest fight.
Yeah, it's the fight to make.
Yeah,
but if it's all skills and, you know, like for actual MMA freaks, I love MMA.
Mm-hmm.
McGregor versus Ferguson or Khabib, but yeah, like you said, Khabib doesn't fight.
Yeah, McGregor looking to fight four at best this year.
I think it's definitely going to be interesting to see what happens with Khabib and Tony Ferguson. It'd be hard to think Tony Ferguson would beat Khabib, in my own personal opinion, just because Khabib's so damn dominating.
Absolutely.
But that would be really interesting.
You know who I want to see fight one more time, actually? Joanna Jędrzejczyk versus Thug Rose.
Even if it's not for the
even
Thug Rose,
even if
he just asked that yesterday,
even if it's not for the belt, she's actually gonna fight pretty soon,
right? Yeah,
oh, nice.
Yeah,
is it a fight night or is she fighting?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you, but I know she's fighting soon. So but I would love to see her versus Joanna Jędrzejczyk at least one more time.
That was that would be a trilogy fight, right?
Yeah.
They fought twice already.
Yeah, she lost both twice. Times. Yeah, yeah.
I just remember the image I have in my mind of Thug Rose is I don't remember who she was fighting, but the girl was just getting in her face. Thug Rose is staring.
Jędrzejczyk.
Was that?
Yeah.
Okay. And then Thug Rose just staring back at her like, you don't, this doesn't mean
you
anything
don't want
to
this bitch.
Me. Yeah. Just like, I don't
I'll
feel
fuck
anything.
You up. Yeah. I'll put a rose once.
Just that dead
put
stare.
A rose on your grave once I kill you.
Yeah.
Versus Jessica Andrade.
There you go. Andrade, right?
The same day as the Khabib fight.
Yeah.
And for Tony Ferguson, I think it's a co-main event.
Oh yeah.
That'd be a good one right there.
Yeah, no Thug Rose. What I'm looking forward to, you mentioned John Jones and whether or not he'll keep clean. I'm looking for him to keep clean. No, I'm looking for looking for him to keep clean because clean or not, he's the
still
greatest.
Dominant,
right?
Yeah.
We mentioned this before. I'm looking for him to go up to heavyweight.
Oh, I'll be good.
I think he's beating Dominic Reyes. I think he is. I feel like. He's almost bored with a lot of these fighters that he's fighting now.
I think Brendan
like
said
and
that,
stuff
huh?
like that. Like Brendan said that he's like he toys with his food or something like that.
Yeah, there you go.
And I could see that. I could see that the best that's brought out of him was the first Gustafsson fight.
Yeah,
the DC fights. Get him going. I'd like to see him go up and fight Stipe.
That would be a fucking
or Francis Ngannou. There's the list goes fucking Derek Lewis.
I wouldn't want to see
fight Derek
Ngannou.
Lewis and fucking end his life right there. Like, I want to see someone die in the octagon.
But not
guy,
Francis, though.
This guy dies tonight.
I'm gonna take a photo, guys. Just look up here. 1, 2, 3. Bam. Photo's taken.
I want to see John Jones go up to heavyweight.
I wouldn't want to see him fight Francis Ngannou. Sorry. Reason is because he has no ground game. John Jones is just going to take it to him on the ground. He has no, look what DC... No, who was it?
Stipe,
sorry. Look what Stipe did to him.
Yeah, I'd like to see a Stipe Francis again.
That or...
I'd like to see Francis versus anybody. How about that?
I want to see John Jones and then offer a fat deal to Brock Lesnar to fight John Jones.
Yeah, I...
Do you think Brock Lesnar's going to really come back, though? Because I feel like he's back on, like, the good body stuff.
If the money's right,
yeah. You can tell when he's like, I might go back to the UFC. If you watch WWE, you're like, that's his going back to the UFC body.
Yep.
And that's his fucking not going back to the UFC body.
Yeah, it changes. He's on roids and then he's off roids.
Allegedly.
I feel like once he was like, okay, I'm not going. All right, here comes the bulk up. It was like, damn. All right.
I hope that John Jones goes up to heavyweight.
I hope so. That'd be awesome. I think that'd be great for the sport.
Yeah. DC.
Is he done?
DC.
Yeah.
So the thing with DC is Stipe and him. So DC beat Stipe. Stipe wanted an immediate rematch. DC said, "No, I'm gonna go fight Brock.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna get maybe three times more than I'm gonna fight you. I'm gonna go fight Brock." And then the Brock thing didn't happen.
It didn't fall through.
I think a lot of it was Brock and the UFC weren't on an understanding on how much money he would get for pay-per-views because ESPN and ESPN Plus and how that works. I think maybe some sponsorship stuff as well. But then it sucked. As a purist, it's probably not a fight to make, but it's as just fucking just wanting to be entertained. Fuck, I wanted to watch it so bad.
Yeah.
But... So he made DC, or he made a steep DC made Stipe wait. So finally, that Brock Lesnar fight didn't happen. Stipe was now back in. Stipe won his belt back, and DC's like, "Hey man, I want my rematch now."
Yeah.
And Stipe's like,
"I'm gonna wait, homie.
You're gonna wait because I want to see about this." That Stipe does have some injuries he needs to get past, but I think a lot of it has to do with him making a DC wait.
Yeah.
Stipe also said he would go and fight. Was it Tyson Fury?
Oh, boxing match, right?
Yeah.
He would get destroyed.
And Tyson Fury said, I think he was with Darren Till.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'll go into the octagon.
Yeah. He's like, what did he say? Give me a couple months or yeah, like a year or something like that?
Something like that, yeah. Shout out to Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder 2 happening in February.
February, that's going
to
be
That'll
good
be
fight.
The first boxing fight I order in years.
Let's go Fury. Let's go Fury.
Yeah. What do you call it? But yeah, no, I'm looking forward to John Jones hopefully moving up to heavyweight. After he's done with Reyes, who else is there?
There's nobody left on light heavyweight, man.
I mean, what's he going to do? Like, it's just like, dude, go up to heavyweight. Show me something there. Or stay at 205 and fucking have Stylebender come up.
What's that yeah. range for light heavyweights? It's you mentioned 205.
180, 185 around there?
No, it's there's the 180 something.
180 middleweight. No, yeah. Middleweight, right?
Yeah, one lightweight is about 205 to 250.
Oh, you're right, you're right,
205,
right.
I think, is the light heavyweight.
Yeah, 205 to 2...
I think they meet at 205.
Yeah.
And then heavyweight is anything above 220 or yeah. something like that. John Jones was saying that it's easier for Stylebender to come up from 185 or 180, whatever Stylebender is.
I'm sorry, who's Stylebender?
Israel Adesanya. We watched him fight here. He had that crazy entrance. They fought in Australia.
You're saying the Stylebender has a match coming up?
He has a match coming up, yes. He has a match coming up in March. Who is he fighting? I guess is up in the air now. Yeah, whoever he's fighting is up in the air now. But he's supposed to be fighting Yoel Romero. He might be fighting Paulo Costa again. That was supposed to be the original fight. But
depending if he gets cleared, we'll see.
I'm sorry, what's the name again?
Israel Adesanya.
Israel Adesanya? Some yeah, shit like
A-D-E,
that.
A-D-E Sanya.
Okay. Yeah, I'll figure it out.
But
17-7 Titans, ladies and gentlemen.
17-7?
17-7 in the second quarter.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Remember them.
I never forgot them.
I never forgot them, baby. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But that should be a good fight, though.
That should be a good fight.
Stylebender versus... I hope they make it, man, for Romero and Stylebender. I hope so. I think it'll be a great fight.
This is Israel Adesanya's entrance right there.
Walks out on his own? Like, what? Oh, never mind. That's cool. He's got, like, Jabberwocky-looking people.
Yeah.
Without masks. So he's got dancers, really.
Yeah.
Just dancing. And this is UFC.
It's kind of like Uso-type right? vibe to it, right?
Yeah. If you watch WWE, you know, Usos, you know.
Dude, for him to go out in this fight, have this fucking entrance... And they go in there and win the title? Fuck.
That's cool. Okay.
Yeah, he's very into like comic books and gaming and stuff like that. He very has his pulse on.
He's a quote unquote nerd, I guess, if you want to say.
Yeah, he is.
Quote unquote, even though I like the same stuff.
Those are the best.
Yeah.
He is the next. I think he's the next big
I don't know why they call him nerds, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no.
I never understood that.
Just like
nerds?
It's like, you know, like people that like comic stuff and all that. I don't know why they call it. Yeah. I don't know why. I'm into that stuff.
Yeah. No, it's all great. What's it called? Didn't Joker just sweep a fuckload of awards?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good movie. I liked it.
How does Joker fit into nerds?
Comic book movie.
Comic books.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So here's a fun fact. I looked up the origin of the word nerd, and it comes from the 1950s, originally in the U.S., of unknown origin.
Unknown origin?
You're a nerd, and then it just turned into like, oh, you have comic books?
Weird, right? See, like, I never understood that. Like,
where?
Yeah. This is exactly what I just said. I never understood that. Like,
nerd.
Yeah.
It's a weird word.
Nerd.
Yeah.
That's weird. Unknown origin. Yeah, the 1950s in America, apparently.
Weird. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I never understood that word. Yeah. Why? Like, why?
Yeah.
Thank you, Ryan.
And its definition is a foolish or contemptible person who lacks social skills or is boringly studious.
Wow.
Really?
That's the definition.
Oh my god.
That'd be a good podcast again. We like find out why this turned into that. Like,
yeah, that's great.
That's freaking hilarious, man.
I speaking of comic book movies, watching Bad Boys, I guess Bad Boys 3, Bad Boys for Life today. Just a fan of the series, a fan of Will Smith, so hopefully it doesn't suck, although
He bowed out of Independence Day. They were trying to get him for Independence Day.
He said fuck that.
For the one that
just came out. The one that came out, yeah. I never saw it, probably for that reason.
Yeah.
But apparently they wanted to have Will Smith
I watched
they wrote this whole movie script with him in mind. He bowed out and they changed the whole movie script.
Oh, shit.
That's what I heard.
When I watched the movie, it was literally like, oh, aliens. Let's fucking kill them. Credits.
Yeah,
that's what the movie was like. Watch the movie. It's like aliens. Fucking kill! And I know the first one you could argue was that, but no, the first one's like, oh fuck, they're here. What are they? Blah blah. Blah.
This one was even like, diplomatic.
Yeah, it was just like they're here. Fucking kill them.
Yeah.
Credits. That was it. Like,
it was a good movie.
The second one, at least. The first one was great.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. You were talking about the second one.
The second one, yeah.
Okay.
No, the first one, they came by, were like, oh, shit, what's going on? Oh, fuck, they're blowing things. How do we defeat these people? The second one's like, there they are. Fucking kill them. Right, cool. Well, see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
That sucks.
People, attack.
Yeah.
What a bummer.
Yeah. I got nothing else, guys. Good luck with your Niners today, sir. They look really good. For me, it's an entertaining game. Win or lose, whoever wins, whoever loses. Tennessee looks scary. Moving forward, should be releasing some more podcast stuff that is not sports related. And I just kind of trying to line up people to talk to for that. And I guess I just said no more sports podcast for a while, but I will be having a Super Bowl podcast here before the Super Bowl.
How could you not have the Super Bowl podcast?
Right. Yeah.
It's a must
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a must.
I feel like everyone's gonna have their own Super Bowl.
It's
podcast.
The biggest event aside from WrestleMania in the U.S.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Alrighty, guys. This is Jimmy,
Rob,
Ryan.
Thank you, guys.
Let's go Niners.
Woo!